centering attempt, nobody home for the Ducks. Tudyk, centering attempt up to Dente. Dente's got to go between two Ducks, and he does as he splits the flock, and now there's pushing and shoving Gardner against Dente. And the Ducks, they are very protective of Medeiros, and I'll tell you what, they're not letting anybody get near him without feeling it physically.
No, you gotta pay your price if you wanna drive the net against these guys, and that's perfect playoff hockey.
Yeah, and I mean that's something that I could see Rapids picking up a little bit next week. I mean, I know it's not necessarily their MO, but that's something you got to think about in these really highly contested games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean the Rapids when the River Kings are when they need to though. They'll bear their fangs.
Loose puck covered up by Medeiros, and there's more pushing and shoving at the top of the crease. And the officials are getting in there, and they're talking to them like, hey, when we blow it dead, stop pushing someone.
I think that's sort of how you lose control of a game, if there's so much sort of jibing at each other after the whistle, and I think it's spot on by the refs to sort of calm that down.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm like anybody else. I'm good fighting hockey, okay? Yeah. But there's a time and a place, and that's not the time or place for something innocent like that. Face off to the blocker side. Medeiros, now there's some pushing and shoving there. No call. That's all right with me. 12 and a half to go. Beauchamp with the puck. Drops it back the other way. Cooper trying to get there. Sent up ahead through the zone. Back neutral ice. Garcia gets there first. Garcia, he gets his pocket pick. Down goes one of the Dells players. I believe that was Pierce, Trudeau. As up ahead, the puck goes neutral ice, that back in the Rapid zone. Garcia picks it up, skates up into the zone. Pass up ahead to Cooper, just can't hold on to it. As Beauchamp, sends it back in. They got to get back on side, and they are good now. It's 11:50 to go in the contest. Ford almost gets his pocket pick. Puck sent up far side, surround the boards. It goes as Trudeau sent it around. Stopped by Pod Gurney. Puck hit right in the... Hit right in the boards, right near the Rapids bench. Backhanded back in, stopped by Beauchamp. Bounce off the boards, Cooper last touched. And no icing is called. 11 and a half to go. Ducks and River Kings just kind of seem, not that they're playing for the end of the game.
Yeah, it's sort of dulled down.
But it's really calmed down from that second period as we have 11-14 to go in the game. As pass up ahead to Anderson. Anderson, Obstfelder to Allstrand. Nice shot. Opportunity.
Good save.
Big save there. Wow. Medeiros was there. But Rapids can't bury it. They had 3-on-1. They had the opportunity. Just couldn't do it. As the Dells bring it back in. Norton back behind the goal. Played up by Rapids. Lutfulin. Cross ice pass to Anderson. See, game slowed down a little bit from my observation as Anderson, center attempt right into the glove, and another push by Medeiros.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, Mike. I think the forecheck, I mean, yesterday it was so prevalent. I mean, the two-man forecheck of the Ducks and really sort of creating some problems for the River Kings defenders, and I think now it's just it's really died off completely. I think the energy sort of gone in that two-man aggressive forecheck, and I think now they're just sort of trying to maybe find a break. I mean, there's a one guy sort of stretching in that last sort of sequence, and I think the game's really gone for the Dolls.
Yeah, it's both teams definitely still playing, but it just seems like everything slowed down to a real slow pace.
Yeah.
I don't know really how to describe it other than not that neither team's trying, but they are trying. It's just the way slower. McGregor picks up a puck on a bad pass by the River Kings deep in their zone, but they are able to hold the zone. Obstfelder, another pass. Clausen gets there. Allstrand shot. That goes off the pads of Medeiros. Puck comes back out to the point. Lufflin cross ice pass. Raffert shot. Blocker. Save. Puck bouncing, sliding. Still loose. And it comes back out. That's another about six saves in a row. As there's pushing and shoving. Helmet comes off on Evil Obstfelder. And now there's a takedown. Three takedown by Anderson. Puts Norton on his back. Counting the lights. And then the officials get in there.
What's your take on that? On that move?
Well, I did the best wrestling I could. But that was more just a pancake right to his back.
Yeah. Smothered any attempt of number seven, McGregor, to get up and challenge him. A nice play by Anderson.
Yeah, that was McGregor. My not Norton, McGregor. Those guys are pretty similar in shape and build. As now we're getting this all sorted out here as McGregor, he's getting sent off the ice. So we'll see. We'll get this sorted out here. Rapids is a wrestling town, but I don't advise it on the hockey ice.
Yeah, what are your sort of hopes for the wrestlers going out to state? They've
got one returning state champion.
Oh.
They have about three or four guys who have been there before.
Yeah.
They've got two freshmen going. So it'll be interesting. This time of year, it's, you know how it is in the playoffs, no matter the sport.
Everyone elevates their game.
Absolutely. It's a bad match. You get caught leaning. You get caught pushing. That's a tough one with, like, me, a big man. That pushing match, you get a big guy off his balance. You got a chance to put him on his back.
Yeah, that's what I really like about the sort of mixed martial arts and the wrestling sort of thing. It's so technical. It's so you got to be on your game. You got to be physically and mentally prepared. There's so many variables that can affect even the smallest sort of weight change on your ankle, and that sort of thing could end your match.
Absolutely.
It's really similar to hockey in that sort of sense. The mental and physical skill required to play at a high level.
.10:05, time of both penalties, and it's a two-minute penalty for roughing plus 10-minute misconduct for both McGregor and Anderson. So we'll see if we're playing 4-on-4 or 5-on-5.
Yeah, I think the scoreboard says 4-on-4 right now, and I think...
I think that's what they are doing for sure.
Yeah. I think... I suppose that the game misconduct, just to sort of calm things down in the last 10 minutes of the game, but I think otherwise sort of an unfortunate call.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what's going to calm this game down a little bit, a little less push and shoving, but we'll see.
I think the fire will continue. I think that sort of thing only just fuels you more, and I think we're in for a really exciting last 10 minutes of the regular season.
I will say that was a nice pancake there by Anderson. Yep. That was nice.
Yeah, nice move, I think. How many points? It's is it one for a takedown? Or
No, they changed it this year that it's three.
Oh.
It used to be two.
Okay.
And near falls, we'll wait for the next break to try to discover near fall, but one is an escape. Face-off controlled by Rapids. Back behind is Whitehead. Drop pass, Buldick. Obstfelder, very slight hook, no penalty called, letting him play on as Obstfelder gets behind the goal. Obstfelder opening up, pass to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Obstfelder. And the Dells trying to get out of the zone. They do. Wilcox is able to do it as we play on. 9:19 left to go. As Obstfelder back with the puck. Chipped up ahead to Allstrand. Big push and shoving in the far side. Guys got to get back on there. Nice feed pass by Buldick. Centering attempt lifted up by Allstrand. Ben, boy, Medeiros, he was committed to that near post. Mm. If he had an opportunity, could have stretched out and tried to wrap around goal that, but he does not. Under 9 minutes to go. 4-on-4 hockey for less than a minute now. 55 seconds specifically. As Rapids and the Dells just going through the final motions here. Denti tried to center it. Nobody home. Picked up ahead by the Dells. Desjardins. Rapids holds his own. Denti shot. Turned away by Medeiros. Back out to the point. Buldick skates in down low. Trying to get it through to Illy, and he lifts that just over the crossbar. Denti down to Illian, bouncing puck, sent out near side, Garcia. Garcia's shot, that got tipped by the shoulder, it looked like, and off the post by Illian. Boy, oh boy, that had some speed on it.
Yeah, that's some zip.
Wow.
Rocketed off the post.
Lucky they didn't crack the puck on that one as we got 10 seconds left in the 4-on-4 hockey play. Denti carrying it up into the zone. Illian there. Rapids trying to get a line change as we are even strength. Under 8 to go. As Devlin leaves the pass up to Yakoj. Shot way wide of the mark by Yakoj. Trudeau banged up against the boards by Garcia. Down he goes as puck comes out. High slot. Yakoj shot. That's way wide of the mark. Todd Gurney doesn't have to touch it. Shot turned away by the defense from Norton. Norton still skating with it. Far boards right about the circle. Out to the point. Back down low. Picked up by Diamond, and he can't clear it. Puck getting pushed around near side boards, sent around the boards. Is there first is Diamond, picked up by Beauchamp, gets around the defender. Collision there as defense does its job. Yakosh can't get it to hold to his stick and back around the boards. Norton sends it. Collisions all over the place. Wide of the net was another shot by the Dells. Under 7 to go. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Picked up by Diamond. Gets around the defense. Gets around Frazier. Doesn't have a stick. Got that knocked out of his hands against the Dells bench. No, nothing dirty. It just dropped it. As we are playing on, 2 River Kings, 3 Ducks down to that corner. 6.5 to go. As the puck's just getting tied up. Norton gets in there first as the puck comes free. And there goes Diamond. 1 glove, no stick. As he gets back to the bench. Schweitzer comes on. Schweitzer back to Garcia. Up ahead to Breisland. Tried to get a big home run pass. Could not as we approach 6:10 left to go in the regular season. Garcia, pass up ahead, neutral ice. Williams battling with it with Zaffirano. Pass near side, Beauchamp. Can't hold it in as Breisland. He's still battling with it. Puck still loose. Mid ice stripe, Lawson carries it in. Lourdes trailing, puck poked away by Garcia. Garcia lifts it up, neutral ice. Held on to by Breisland. 1-1 opportunity. Breisland around the defense. Skates in. Shot. Oh. Held the corner. There was Medeiros. Excellent job. Again, 5.5 to go in the regular season. Rapids up 5-0 over the Ducks. 43-14 shot advantage. That's controlling yet again for the River Kings. You might not always get 90 shots on goal like last week, but you're still holding them to under 20 with just about 5 minutes left to go in the game. Rapids holds his own. Breisland gets it, trying to think about centering to Williams. Falls down. Schweitzer in there, puck loose, bouncing around. Medeiros can't cover it, and now he does. And now it's 4 Ducks on 1 River King. No, they're fighting for a throwing position. Zaffirano's in there as the officials are getting involved, saying let him go. And Zaffirano almost goes down with a push from the official. And in that hole, fur ball, Schweitzer.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely not his style. He's more of an assassin sort of player, not a loud and proud enforcer. And it looks like Diamond's just searching for his glove in the Dells bench.
Reminds me of a movie. Have you seen my baseball? Well, have you seen my glove? 5:04. Well, and his stick, too. I don't know where that went
off
to.
Yeah, his stick was returned to him a bit sooner.
Oh, well, that's the main thing. I mean, but 5:04 left to go. Regulation, 45-14 shot advantage, but most importantly, 5-0 is the score. River Kings advantage over the Ducks. Face-off coming to the blocker side. Medeiros, center on the boards. Wilcox, he gets there first. Battling, being pushed around by Denti, and off comes the helmet of Wilcox and a glove. The glove's going on. Now there's a cross-check by Gardner. Down goes Denti as Wilcox actually dropped his gloves. So we'll see how all this goes, but Wilcox, I think, he's talking, waiting for it. We'll see how this goes as they got him off the ice in a hurry.
Denti motioning to the Ducks bench. I think Denti's had a great weekend. I mean, he loves to play against the Ducks. I mean, he's had such an impressive record against him.
So we'll see how this goes. And the Dells captain, understandably, he's standing up for his guys. I don't blame him one bit. That's Jonathan Yakosh. He's sitting there, he's like, what do you do, man? What do you do? What's this all about? Come on, you can't send one of ours without one of theirs. As Denti waving to the fans, getting them right.
Fans are loving it.
Fans are going crazy. They're loving it. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and baseball in the summer, they get the fans into it.
Absolutely.
As the River Kings are doing all winter long. So we'll see what the call is on this. Yeah, we'll see what's happening here.
Looks like the power play unit's come out for the River Kings.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to the box.
And Denti, he's one of those agitators similar to Diamond, and he's got that ability to put goals away and make some nice nifty plays, but he's also a great player to get under the skin of the of the opponent.
As they're coming up to neutral ice to drop this off. As they're trying to, they're blowing the whistle to say, hey, get going. 4:57 to go as Trudeau is in the box serving this penalty. 2 minutes for the Dells. 15:03, time of the penalty. Power play, River Kings. Schweitzer in there, won by Rapids. Obstfelder. So Gardner's out. Gardner, 2 minute minor for roughing. 15:03. And it's served by 44, which is Trudeau. So, either way, River Kings power play. 4.5 to go. 1.5 left to go. Obstfelder breaking into the zone. Full head of steam. Leaving out for Tudich. Tudich near side. Out front to Allstrand, who cannot hold the zone. Rapids got to reload here. 1:23 left to go. Skater advantage. Send the puck around the boards. Tudich is there. A little bit of aggressive forecheck here on this penalty kill by the Ducks. Obstfelder, blue line. Back Allstrand near circles. He can't field it quite cleanly. Shot down low. Tudich. Pass knocked out but held by Allstrand down low. Schweitzer shot. Obstfelder right in the glove of Medeiros. And then there's a last second little swipe at it. And Medeiros, it was pushing and shoving. Broke a stick. And now he's swiping at Schweitzer. Medeiros, and the officials are back in there.
It's a feisty goaltender.
Man, waiting to see if there's any penalties called on this. But that's a heck of a slash.
Slash goes to Tudich, I think.
I'm trying to see who this would be. I mean, you could say maybe a slash on Medeiros on that, busting a stick. But they're putting Tudich back in the box. Wow. 16:05, time of the penalty. We got 4-on-4 hockey coming up for 58 seconds. So for 1:02, the Ducks potentially on a power play if we do not have any scoring here in this last little bit. 3:50 to go, regular season, 5-0 Rapids lead. Shot turned away by Denti as he skates back behind the goal. 4-on-4 hockey, you get to open up the ice a little bit. And we'll see what happens here as Denti slides down to his knees, loses possession of the puck. Norton brings it up. Cross ice pass to Wilkie. Shot off the mark there as behind the defense goes Denti. He's there. He's got an opportunity. Shot.
Good save.
Big save. Big check. And a goal.
A goal by Cooper.
And boy, the Ducks are mad. Frazier take exception as the River Kings celebrate.
What a way to close off this senior night, this 0-4 night for the River Kings. I think every 0-4's got a point.
That's pretty close. Schweitzer, Diamond, Bryceland, Williams, Obstfelder, and Cooper. Boy, oh boy, the Dells are mad.
I mean, what a great play by Denti to chase that one down and forcing a great save out of the first one, a great save by Medeiros. And I don't know how Cooper has ended up putting that one in, but he's done so spectacularly.
Backhanded five hole. And now there's two Ducks. There's a flock of Ducks in the penalty box there.
There is indeed. I mean,
Trudeau, as he's coming out of the box.
Tempers are just
Frazier's
flaring.
In there now. So it should still be 4-on-4 because that was even strength hockey. By my estimation, it should be. We're getting this figured out. I don't know if that's quite a flock of Ducks. It might be a raft. A raft of Ducks.
Yeah, not enough to form a flying V just yet.
Not yet, no.
I'm just looking to see these 0-4s that have scored. I mean, it must be close. It must be almost all of them.
Well, you got Cooper, who got a score. Tudich has not yet. He hasn't had a goal yet. Schweitzer's got one. Denti, he does not have a goal, but he's got an assist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think
I
in terms
Tudich
of getting
has,
a point.
Tudich has 2 points, 2 assists, so I think
that counts for something.
Yeah, I think every 0-4 has a point on this 0-4 night.
Well, we've got another penalty. It's going to be 4-on-3 here. Rapids advantage over the Ducks. for about 23 seconds. They'll be 4-on-4 for about minute 25, and then for 30 seconds, Rapids will have a power play again as we got 3:20 to go. That goal was scored by Bryce Cooper for the River Kings. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Lutfalin brings it up into the zone. Denti with an assist as the puck gets stopped. 16:40, time of the goal as we had a stoppage play. And then the Dells penalty coming up. Frazier for a slash. 2 minutes. 16:40, time of it as Rapids brings puck up into the zone on a 4-on-4 opportunity. Ilian skating around the boards. Shot, rebound, puck's loose. Shot, another rebound. Puck is still skittering loose to the far corner. Held, can't hold the zone as Raffert is Lutfalin. Stops, gets back up to Raffert. Raffert to Bryslin. You didn't see Ilian crossing through center of ice. Bryslin gets around the defense. Drop pass, nobody home. Picked up by the Ducks as they send it the length of the ice. Four, and icing, and another stoppage. 2:18 left to go as 58 seconds remaining on the penalty for the Ducks and 23 seconds remaining on the penalty for the River Kings.
Yeah, I mean, a successful weekend for the River Kings, I'm going to call. I mean, 6 goals in 2 minutes would be a miracle, and I think River Kings will go into the playoffs feeling really good. I think this is now the 12th win in a row, and feeling really good against a matchup between the Steel County Blades or the Minnesota Blue Hawks.
Shot over the crossbar after that faceoff to the blocker side of Medeiros, and now here's an opportunity for the Ducks. Clausen behind the defense, and it's broken up by Garcia. Can't get anything on that shot as Clausen, frustration just seeping in from the Ducks as the River Kings have a power play for 30 seconds with less than 2 minutes to go in the regular season. Diamond takes the puck up the far side. Not the Gary Larson cartoon, as I always like to point out. Puck sent back the length of the ice on the Dells. That'll probably kill the power play opportunity for Rapids. They have eclipsed 50 shots in the game with a minute and a half remaining. Neutral ice is the puck. Held up. Now it's picked off by McNeish. He couldn't hold on to it. Puck sent back down, and that's turned away by Pat Gurney. He lost an edge on his skate. That could have been bad news if he does not cleanly field that. Diamond with the puck behind the goal. 1:13 left to go in the regular season. Wilcox, puck sent right back down, played to the far side of the goal by Pat Gurney. Puck slides up to the blue line in neutral ice, and the teams are just probably going to skate this out the last minute as Wilkie tries to clear it up in the zone. Down goes McNeish as the puck stays out neutral ice. 45 seconds to go. Big collision right in front of the penalty box of Rapids. Puck slides in on Pod Gurney, back out to the point. Wilkie with it. Shot redirected high of the goal, not getting through. This puck tied up by the official, Chevy Alexander. Puck comes up, Allstrand, cross ice to McNeish. 23 seconds to go in the regular season. Puck going down deep behind the goal. Probably just going to tie this up and go from there. It's 15 seconds to go. Stick on the ice, and they got a stoppage. Pushing and shoving, going on again with 13.2 seconds. A lot of talking going on back and forth. And pointing, saying, hey, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. As that was Aiden Welsh was out there as he skates back to the Rapids bench.
Like number 14 on the Dells is, I think, the ref motion to hold.
Yeah, he did. And that was Wilkie going to the box. So Rapids penalty or power play for 10 seconds for what little that means, as we have played a regular season here in Wisconsin Rapids, where the River Kings are able to grab the win on the final night by a 6-0 score. And that's a shutout and a River Kings winner.
A really well-owned shutout for Pod Gurney. I mean, he played absolutely fantastically. I don't think there's a single fault that you could pick from in his game. And I mean, his ability to play the puck really sort of tempered the Dells Ducks ability to gain some offense. And
there's fights breaking out. Ducks aren't taking too kindly to any of this, and neither are the River Kings, as they're just getting everything separated, saying, get the heck out of here, start your playoffs, and go your different directions, as both teams are very unhappy with each other. And that's an emotional game. I get it. But cooler heads got to prevail, and there's a new season starting next week.
Absolutely. I think you're totally right. New season. I mean, for playoffs, it's a completely different animal. I mean, upsets are expected almost, and I think just playoffs, I mean, everyone, you bring your A game, you elevate your game, and I think a conclusion to this Dells Ducks weekend, I mean, there was so much passion, so much emotion in all these games, and just a really great way for the River Kings to end their regular season.
Well, teams are, some of the Dells players are leaving the ice, and some of the Ducks players are coming for the handshake, the customary handshake. I understand both sides of it. If you're that
great
upset.
Great claws shown by these Dells Ducks.
Yep. If you're that upset, I get it. If you're that upset, I get it, as some of the coaches are going through, some of the players are. You know, that's maturity of the game,
yeah,
right there.
Really
I understand some guys taking themselves out of it, but the ones that stuck around, that's totally cool too. As the River Kings are going to, they're waiting for the customary can pyramid demolition as it's coming now. Opsfelder going for it on the near side. Diamond on the far side. And they do it as that really puts an exclamation point on the night for the River Kings as they start their post-game prayer, as some of the River Kings players motioning to some of the Ducks players with their broom, with their sticks like a broom, sweeping them out of here. As we will go over the scoring here one last time. First period, 2:13 into the contest. Schweitzer lights the lamp with Tudich and Denti getting assists. Second goal came up at 6:44. Noah Diamond, he got into the scoring. Assist to Beauchamp and Mikhail Alien. And Jake Bryson, he got the final score of the first period, 16:28 on that time, as Denti and Whitehead got the assist. Second period, two goals this time. Riley Williams at 5:49 with assists to Alien and Diamond. And then Emil Obstfelder, he got into the goal scoring at 15:14 as they got assists from Tudich and Anderson on the power play. And then the final score, the nail in the coffin of the Ducks. They got shot down at 16:40 with a goal by Cooper and assist to Denti. Saves? Man, Lorenzo Medeiros, he was fired up all game. He stopped 44 on 50 shots faced. And then Kevin Pagurny earning the shutout. And that shutout is his third of the season, where he stopped all 15 shots that he faced. And now looking at the scores here, going to overtime, just about the end of the first overtime, 3-3, Blades and Ox.
Wow.
So that'll, we won't know a conclusion by the end of the broadcast here in a few moments, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see who comes up to the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home ice as we are seeing what the officials are talking about.
I think just to get the kid off the ice, maybe.
Get a host family little guy off the ice, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, he's been with us all season. I mean, he's the cutest little thing. And
Noah Diamond, he's the one-star player of the game. He gets his little cowboy hat and a shirt to give to some of the adoring fans. And the second-star player of the game is 100th junior hockey game, number 25, Lucas Whitehead, as he comes up for the two-star hat and the shirt to give to another fan, and the three-star player of the game. All the way. That is Cooper. He's a three-star player of the game as he gets the water bottle dousing the captain as he gets his hat and gets to give out a shirt to his adoring fans. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fun, exciting, wonderful regular season. It's been a lot of fun bringing you this action, and we are looking forward to bringing you more action starting next week. Friday night, 7 p.m. against either the Blue Ox or the Steele County Blades. Still no answer on that as they're going to overtime number two. It's tied 3-3. But all season long, wouldn't be I'd be remiss if I didn't say again, thanks to Zach and Carl and Art and Matt, of course, and our good buddy Rory McGibbons. Dude, it's been a great, wonderful honor to bring you these games and be here with you during the whole regular season. But, hey, we got a lot of hockey coming up yet.
Absolutely. I mean, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to do this. I mean, I've enjoyed every minute of it. It's great to be up here and really take a sort of technical, more of a technical look at the game, and it's been so much fun.
It's way different to see the game up high than it is at ice level, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can see so much more. You can see the stuff behind the play. You can maybe see some things happening in front of you and in place to come, and I think it's just been so much fun to spend the season up here with you guys.
Well, I guess that ends it for tonight's broadcast. Again, thanks to all our listeners out there on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WRI. Again, my name is Mike Comer. Thanks for listening again all regular season. Have a great weekend. We'll bring you more action next Friday night.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Hasn't even looked your way since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. First one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, oh, if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away. she'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. So much more after I'm a goner, and maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I
through, and every time I do, I find I wanna make you. making it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true. I'm in love with you. Oh, I think I'm in love with you. Didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. I'm in love with my mind, girl. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I want to make things come true.
Just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning.
close. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5.
Sitting on a bench at West Town Mall, he sat down in his overalls and asked me, you waiting on a woman? I nodded yeah and said, how about you? He said, son, since 1952 I've been waiting on a woman. When I picked her up for our first date, I told her I'd be there at 8. And she came down the stairs at 8:30. She said, I'm sorry that I took so long. Didn't like a thing that I tried on. But let me tell you, son, she sure looked pretty. Yeah, she'll take her time. But I don't mind waiting on a woman. He said the wedding took a year to plan. You talk about an anxious man. I was nervous waiting on a woman. And then he nudged my arm like old men do and said, I'll say this about the honeymoon, it was worth it. And I don't guess we've been anywhere. She hasn't made us late, I swear. Sometimes she does it just cause she can do it. Boy, it's just a fact of life. It'll be the same with your young wife. Might as well go on and get used to it. She'll take don't mind waiting on a show the man's always the first to go, and that makes sense, cause I know she won't. won't be ready. So when it finally comes my time and I get to the other side, I'll find myself a bench and they've got it. I hope she takes her time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman. Honey, take your time, 'cause I don't mind waiting on a woman.
Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Got the gas, I got the matches. We gonna turn this town to ashes, 'cause they ain't never seen nothing like us. I ain't heard loud till we turn it up. I got the wild, you got the crazy. You know that's why I love you, baby. 'Cause your motor runs just as fast as mine. Pedal to the metal, keep the throttle down all night. Stains. Might slam just a little too hard, might take it just a little too far. Might burn out like a firework, like a shooting star across the sky. Yeah, we may not be around in 20 years, but the show gonna know we were here. Yeah, the show gonna know we were here. People talk, girl, you know damn well, but when they got a good tale to tell, let's give them something they ain't never seen. A little rated R redneck dream. Let's blaze a trail through the dirty south, and give them something they can talk about. A little story that they won't forget long after we ride off into the sunset. Baby, 'cause we ain't dead yet, baby.
Scared to us off the Bud Light label. Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world. To act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rolled out, got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me.
Thank you. hope that isn't right, 'cause right now I die to not remember.